All right, we're now continuing this interview. This is the daughter and school board member. Why don't you tell us when you were born, your full name, your married name, your children, your childhood, and then the campaign, what you've gone through.
Okay. Well, my name's Sylvia Zamora Sanchez, and I'm married. I have three children, two in high school and one in third grade. And I became involved with the school board when my father became ill and asked me to fill in his remaining year of the term. I really didn't want to do it. I had no intention of serving on the school board, but I waited for a while to see if someone else would want to step in when he announced that he was going to resign. No one came forward, so I went ahead and asked to be nominated. I was appointed, I served his year, and then I ran unopposed for a three-year term. After that, I had to run again. I did have an opponent the second time, and...
Who was that?
Henry Garza, and I beat him, so I was reelected.
Why would he run against you?
Well, it's a long...
Yeah, it's a long story. It's a long story. And another one.
There was an addition of another school board member. At the time that I was there, we had two Mexican Americans and five Anglos on the school board, seven members total. When Dr. Campos came on board, he won in an Anglo district. Being a Mexican American, it was quite a feat for him because the Anglo vote is what put him in office. There were a lot of changes that were made when he first came on, and...
What year was that?
That was 96.
All right, so that's the first time there's been two
That gave us three Mexican-Americans on the school board.
All right.
And with the changes that came about, when it came time for me to run, I'm going to say that the opposing side tried to put somebody else that they could control.
How do you win? What do you do to win?
You have to get out there, visit with the people, and get them to believe in what you've done and support you.
So you walked the streets, knocked on doors, registered voters, got early vote out, raised money, had barbecue place. What? I'm just saying all those things, I see all those kind of things, but how did you run your campaign?
Basically, it took a lot of walking, knocking on doors, visiting with people. Had a lot of people that supported me that have had bad experiences with the school district. So I took a lot of visiting, phone banking, a lot of the steps that my parents, because they've been politically involved as well, and a lot of the contacts that they had made, I was able to capitalize on.
And as a young girl, did you work in their campaigns and learn all these things?
Yes, I did help my mother when she ran for county commissioner. That's when I, you know, started meeting some of the people.
Tell me the difference from when you were first appointed and you were with just one other person supporting you, I suppose, and then now that you have three. What was the main difference in how they treated you or what you were able to do, and when you got three, what changed?
Well, when I first came on board, I was amazed at the results that our children were performing by the toss. You know, we maybe 20%, 30%, 40% of our kids could pass the three parts of the toss test, where the Anglo, 80, 90% of them could pass. So it was very disappointing to see that so many years later and we were still having problems in the educational system. So that's the first thing that I started voicing my opinion on, and as soon as I would say anything, I got nothing but, I received a lot of opposition, you know, people, and they didn't want to hear it. Basically, the way other board members wanted to handle it was to say that problem was happening all around the state. So, you know, we weren't any different, but I was mad because I said, well, I don't care what's going on around this state. I care about New Braunfels District and the kids that are in our district. And with the way that kids are performing is unacceptable. You know, so the first year that I was on board, there was a lot of back and forth. I would voice my opinions and nobody really wanted to hear them. I mean, we were told that we had a great district, that our kids were doing fine, and I was supposed to sit and take it. And I didn't, so really the first year on board, it felt like I was hitting my head against a brick wall. I would come home from the meetings and tell my husband, you know, I feel like I've just been in a fist fight and I've gotten beat up. You know, but I knew I had to keep doing it. There wasn't anybody else. So I went on, you know, I did the best that I could do. Now, after Dr. Campos came on board is when we really started to get more information to find out what was actually going on. He made a lot of changes that were necessary to be, you know, were necessary. So with the three votes and one other Anglo that was sympathetic to the problems, we were able to accomplish quite a bit.
Who was that?
The third
Mexican-American, you mentioned Dr. Campa and
Campos. Dr. Campos, Mr. Padilla,
who
was
on
the board, Jaime Padilla.
Jaime Padilla. And then the Anglo is?
The Anglo was Steve Weaver.
Does Dr. Campos have a first name?
Carlos.
Carlos, okay.
And his wife is here,
so okay.
You can talk to her.
All right. Tell us a little bit about your husband before we go on to the changes now that you're going to have four votes, because that's a majority. So
there's been another change since then, but...
Well, then go ahead and tell me. What happened now that you had three and one more?
Our other Mexican-American representative resigned.
Mr. Padilla.
Mr. Padilla resigned.
Why?
So he was having personal problems, and there was also pressure. He was working in the appraisal district, and in this town, the politics, they're run by a certain group of people.
Who are those people?
And
or what kind of people are they?
Chamber of Commerce people. And they happen to be in line with the person who runs the appraisal district, and you know, I'm sure pressure was placed on him, along with his family problems. It got to be too much.
So he has not been replaced by another Mexican American, or is there a special election coming?
There was an election, and unfortunately, the Mexican American vote did not come out, so we lost that seat. Right now, there's an Anglo sitting in that seat.
So you're back to two, and that friendly Anglo, is he still friendly?
Yes.
So you only have three votes.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't change anything yet.
Right.
are you going to stay in politics?
Well, this is my second term on the school board. I'll serve out my time, and hopefully someone else will want to come and.
But if they don't?
If nothing else, I'll stay there, because I have children in school.
How can you afford this?
Sacrifice.
What does your husband think about all this?
He's real supportive, and if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be able to do it.
What's his name and where's he from?
Harold Sanchez from here, from New Braunfels.
So both of your local products?
Because we know what the importance of education, that's why we're willing to do to make the sacrifice to serve.
When you were going through high school and junior high and early elementary, what kind of experiences did you have, good or bad?
The thing that I hated the most then, and I still see it now, is that I was in accelerated classes when I was in junior high and in high school, and it was maybe two of us, two Mexicans, that were in a class full of Anglos, and I felt it. Before that, I went to a private school, so it wasn't so obvious. It was more, I don't know what the word is, but it wasn't as obvious. Once I got to junior high and high school, that's where I noticed the difference, that there weren't very many of us in those classes. And I have two kids in high school, and they tell me the same thing. You know, my daughter right now, she's in a biology AP class, and she's the only Mexican-American in that class of 12.
Can you be more clear? Are you feeling bad because there's too few Mexican-Americans?
Yes.
Are you feeling bad because there's discrimination? Are you feeling bad because they're tracking? What is it you feel bad about?
Probably a little of all of those reasons, but I know that the kids, if we knew the system, we could go beyond it, but I don't think our parents know the system. I didn't, when my children were in before junior high, before I became a board member, they were in regular classes, you know. I thought that the educators knew where to place my children, so I let it go. And once I became a board member, One of the administrators thought it was important enough to pull my children's files, and at that time they told me, you know, your children should be in accelerated. So they were moved to accelerated classes.
Now, where did you go to college?
I went to San Antonio College first, and after that I transferred over to TLU, Texas Lutheran University.
And you majored in?
In political science, and I just graduated in December, 97.
Is that the end of the line, or are you going to go to law school, or be an astronaut, or what are you going
to
do?
I'm applying to go to law school. I'm in the process of taking the LSAT, preparing for that.
Are there Mexican lawyers here in New Braunfels?
There's one.
Who is that?
Mr. Campos. My father had mentioned him, Atanasio Campos.
That's a different one than Dr. Campos.
Right, they're brothers.
They're brothers.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Very little.
Okay.
Not too many of us. But
who's your... In your opinion, who is the most effective Mexican-American leader today?
In my town?
Wherever, town, state, national?
Well, I have to leave it locally, and I know that, you know, I'm biased, but I see that my father has done a lot for this community, for the children of our, you know, for education. Now it's on our shoulders to take it further.
Who are the most effective Mexican-American organizations for our people? Do you belong to any? No. What do you think are the most pressing issues facing the Mexican American community today?
Education is the, you know, the most important. Without an education, I mean, without knowing the system, how can you be successful without, you know, from it stems from that.
Is there any statement that you want to say as a young political leader in the school board and here in the community?
Just to for other people to be involved,
okay,
to learn the system and get involved.
Thank you. Let me pause as we move the camera.